Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the sun returns today, and we continue to see temperatures edge downward with highs today reaching only about 70 to the low 70s. That's a few degrees cooler than yesterday, and that trend continues tonight and tomorrow. This will be the peak of this cool down tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures in the 40s tonight and not getting out of the 60s for at least most spots tomorrow. A few areas west and southwest of Jacksonville may see 70 degrees or so, and a pretty decent breeze starts to develop today and will continue through tomorrow. So some cool temperatures, some air conditioning, courtesy Mother Nature, I guess you could say. And then as we head toward the middle and end of the week, the winds start to come in off the Atlantic, and we'll start to see the temperatures modify, then some gradual warming and just enough moisture for a few showers, too, by Thursday and especially Friday into Saturday. Now, this is not long-lasting or widespread or real significant rain, but at least a few sprinkles and showers every once in a while coming in off the Atlantic, favoring coastal areas to about I-95, west of I-95. Rainfall would be especially isolated, and there still be plenty of hours that are going to be dry during this period. But temperatures gradually warm to near 70 on Thursday to the mid-70s by Friday and Saturday, just about right where we ought to be this time of year, maybe just a tad bit above as we head into the weekend. And we'll track those few showers coming off the Atlantic, which will mean a heightened rip current risk as well with onshore winds. And a little bit of minor coastal flooding continues, and along the St. John's River, for that matter, thanks to an astronomical boost over the weekend, the new moon, and now a sustained and extended period of onshore east winds. The Jags are back home on Sunday after a valiant effort on Sunday. We're looking at another tough game with the Steelers in town. A 1 o'clock kickoff, partly cloudy skies. It still looks like a crosswind or an east wind, in other words, will be blowing on Sunday. And the temperatures quite mild, well into the 70s during the game. And there still be the chance for a shower or two as well coming in off the Atlantic. But overall, it doesn't look to be too bad a day on Sunday for Jags football. And the tropics, well, intense Hurricane Iota making its landfall last evening over Central America as it continues to move westbound now over Central America, having come ashore as a borderline Category 5 hurricane. Looked like it went through a little bit of an eyewall replacement cycle, a little bit of a restructuring during the evening hours, and it was as it just about made its landfall on the coast of Nicaragua and then continuing to move inland and now rapidly weakening over land, having lost its source of energy, the warm ocean water. But it's one of few Category 5s. Well, there's never been a Category 5 this late in the season in the Atlantic Basin, and it's the fifth year in a row with at least one Category 5 in the Atlantic, which is pretty remarkable stat. And realize that we went from 2006 all the way up to 2016 without a Category 5. Just 1 year we had a Category 5 during that period, and then now it's been 5 years in a row. Of course, we do have some different ways to measure them and observe them a little bit better, so it's perhaps a bit skewed, but still impressive nonetheless over the last 5 years. And poor Nicaragua taking it on the chin with back-to-back violent and intense hurricanes within 2 weeks of each other. Now, as I've been mentioning for days now, there's sort of a brick wall has been built, if you will, courtesy Mother Nature, from Mexico across Florida to the southwest Atlantic. So that will keep what's left of Iota moving westbound. It doesn't have a shot to go north like Ada did a couple of weeks ago and then eventually affect parts of the U.S. and Florida. So that will not happen with Iota. However, still tracking a couple of other areas over the southern and southwestern Caribbean, kind of off to the south and southeast of Iota, a disturbance developing and has the potential to become a tropical depression or perhaps even a tropical storm. This one doesn't look to become real strong, but it adds, obviously, salt to the wounds for Central America with the potential for more heavy rain later this week. Again, this one stays trapped over the Caribbean. And I'm also looking for low pressure to develop just a little east of the Bahamas by the weekend into next week, and that has some potential to become tropical. However, all indications are that'll be pushed out to sea to the north and east. We're getting awfully late in the season to get anything to the east of the U.S. that would make it all the way back to to our area. So tropics remain active, but nothing certainly threatening Jacksonville or northeastern Florida or any part of the U.S. And we're now down, you guys, to less than 2 weeks left in the hurricane season. It was 2 weeks yesterday, so the countdown is on, and let's hope that's going to be it when we get to the end of November. That's the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season. We're beating a lot of records from 2005, though, and we had a couple of storms develop after the official end of the season back in 05. So we'll see how things go. More always in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. And also, we mentioned it yesterday, and it's in the Burrish blog, the Leonid meteor showers continue this week. The peak was early this morning, but they will continue to be visible on and off for much of this week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.